Bleak House, Part 1, by Charles Dickens. This book was read by David Case. This recording of the full-length reading of Bleak House was produced in 1991 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Preface. A chancery judge once had the kindness to inform me, as one of a company of some 150 men and women not labouring under any suspicions of lunacy, that the Court of Chancery, though the shining subject of much popular prejudice, at which point I thought the judge's eye had a cast in my direction, was almost immaculate. There had been, he admitted, a trivial blemish or so in its rate of progress, but this was exaggerated, and had been entirely owing to the parsimony of the public. Which guilty public, it appeared, had been until lately bent in the most determined manner on by no means enlarging the number of chancery judges appointed, I believe by Richard II, but any other king will do as well. This seemed to me too profound a joke to be inserted in the body of this book, or I should have restored it to Conversation Kenge, or to Mr. Vholes, with one or other of whom I think it must have originated. In such mouths I might have coupled it with an apt quotation from one of Shakespeare's sonnets. My nature is subdued to what it works in, like the dyer's hand. Pity me, then, and wish I were renewed. But, as it is wholesome that the parsimonious public should know what has been doing,